Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I guess the only way I can describe this is a billionaire weird guy feud that's happening right now on Twitter. If you are not glued to your Twitter or true social accounts, my goodness, I'm going to tell you all about what is going on. Elon Musk and Donald Trump, consider the love affair over, or ladies and gentlemen, is this all a distraction from the big, brutal bill and the devastation that it will wreak for everyday Americans? Just moments ago, a story coming out in the New York Times that millions of ACA enrollees will lose their healthcare coverage under the big, brutal bill. We knew that the ACA or exchange medical plan coverage would get much, much more expensive. For some people, maybe even nearly double the cost under the big, brutal bill. New analysis showing that millions will lose their healthcare, not just because of the Medicaid cuts, but because of what the brutal bill does to the ACA. We have got a stacked show this afternoon. We are going to be joined as soon as possible by Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan. So excited to have Representative Pocan joining me, especially because he's in on the Musk-Trump feud, retweeting some of what Donald Trump has just posted, thanking Donald Trump for his endorsement of the bill that Representative Pocan introduced called the Elon Musk Act. I can't wait to talk with him about it. Oh my gosh, so much happening. Even Aaron Rodgers making news this afternoon. Not to worry, everybody. We have you covered back to front. We've got, of course, Representative Pocan starting us out this afternoon. Then we're going to be joined by Center for American Progress Action Fund Senior Fellow Tom Javits talking about immigration. We've got William Park Sutherland of Kids Forward talking about Medicaid. Maybe we can sneak in some of this new reporting from the New York Times. Also in breaking news this afternoon, an ethics complaint, frankly, a pretty big deal, has been filed in the state of Florida against Attorney General Pam Bondi. That's an ethics complaint, this misconduct complaint filed by Democracy Defenders Fund, as well as lawyers defending American democracy, lawyers for the rule of law, along with a whole slew of other prominent attorneys, law professors, and former judges. We're going to dig into all of this, including the fact that Mark Pocan went toe-to-toe with Russell Vogt, the head of the Office of Management and Budget, yesterday, and I think ate the man's lunch. We've got that sound for you as well. But of course, let's do the fun thing first. You all know, if you've been listening to the Civic Media Network, that it is the Wisconsin Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, where in the 4 o'clock hour on this program every day and in every network talk show across the network, you're going to have a chance to win in the hour by texting in the keyword of the hour via the Civic Media app. Now, don't text in like you normally would. You got to go get the app and text it in via the app. Once you text in the keyword of the day, the afternoon or this hour, I should be as specific as possible here, you will be entered to win the prize that is given away in this hour, either $100 or Brewers tickets. It will also enter you to win one of our fabulous grand prizes, including getaways to Wisconsin Dells and Door County, including gas money to get there. How fabulous is that? And in honor of one of those very giveaways, the word this hour is Dells, D-E-L-L-S, D-E-L-L-S. Start texting that in and get entered to win. It is going to be a fun afternoon. Just a little hint for Jacob, hearing from some of our texters online that the show is not streaming yet. So if we could make sure that we do that, we will get the stream going, folks. Remember, you can always listen with your app. So if the stream ain't working, not to sweat it. We will get it going shortly here. Let me tell you a little bit, again, if you're just joining us on the live stream, the word to win this hour in the 4 o'clock hour is Dells, D-E-L-L-S. You want to text that in for our Scotty Summer Text to Win giveaway. That's going to qualify you to win one of our two getaways. Brewers tickets are $100. Again, that word is Dells, D-E-L-L-S. We, again, are waiting for Congressman Pocan. A vote on the House floor got pushed back a bit, so he will be joining us just as soon as he can. Let me tell you a bit about this misconduct complaint that has been filed by a huge group of lawyers and former judges against Attorney General Pam Bondi. The complaint there, I only had a few minutes to take a look at it. Again, this is breaking news this afternoon. It explains how the Attorney General basically tried to compel, force Department of Justice lawyers to violate their ethical obligations under the guise of quote unquote zealous advocacy. Of course, as every lawyer knows, you can't make any freaking argument that comes across your head. You can represent, and you're indeed obligated to represent your clients in a zealous manner, but that is limited by lawful and ethical measures. Every state's bar says, yes, we have that obligation to zealously advocate for our clients, but we can't make arguments that we know to be untrue, unfounded in the law, unconstitutional, and we can't get up and say facts that aren't true. This particular misconduct complaint against the Attorney General, again, I'd say fairly historic, just I can't even believe I'm saying those words. It focuses on three individual cases or lawyers where department lawyers working for the Department of Justice were terminated or forced to resign as a result of demands that they act unethically, either directly by Ms. Bondi or by a member of her senior staff. Here's what the complaint says, quote, here by aggressively implementing a zealous advocacy policy that is directed towards conduct in pending and future judicial proceedings and which requires her subordinates to routinely violate the rules of professional conduct, Ms. Bondi has elevated loyalty to the person who appointed her, President Trump, over the interests of her client, the United States. Since the first day on the job, Pam Bondi has made clear that she plans to use the Department of Justice for political pursuits, and she has done just that. Wow. Ouch. You're going to want to watch that space. I'll take a deeper dive into the complaint, have more on that if I find some more salacious language as we go through this afternoon. But again, just a bit of breaking news from across the country. Again, an ethics and misconduct complaint being filed against Attorney General Bondi in Florida by a large group of lawyers led by the Democracy Defenders Fund. I believe we've got Congressman Mark Pocan with me. I'm hearing a little bit of echo, Jacob. Oh, that sounds better. Congressman, are you there with me?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Gosh, I'm so glad to have you. You're making news this afternoon, as are the two billionaire babies in chief, right? What is even going on? So I just want to share a couple of these tweets, X posts, whatever we're calling them these days, because wow. So Elon Musk has been tweeting basically all day, slamming the big brutal bill. We'll get to that, of course, Representative. He tweeted out, should we start a new political party, posting a poll. He says this, time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they haven't been made public. Then Representative Swalwell, your colleague from California, retweeting that. It's just a firestorm. Here's the best part, though. Donald Trump on his Truthy Social puts this out. The easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it. And Representative Pocan, we're so very proud of you. You jumped right on that and thanked the president for endorsing the legislation that you introduced right around the last time you were on my show. You thanked him for endorsing the Elon Musk Act. What do you make of all of this?
What's the song about a jilted lover? These guys, their bromance is in serious jeopardy. You know, I mean, you bought yourself a president and now, you know, they're having some problems. They're probably going to have some therapy. I don't know. But in the meantime, I am going to buy a lot of popcorn tonight and I am just going to enjoy the social media.
Yeah, that literally amongst my colleagues here at social media, all I posted to our internal chat was popcorn. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm just going to watch this. Maybe they do need a little bit of a couples therapist.
I think so. You know, it's hard to be a right-wing, you know, inhumane, dictating, authoritarian style personality that they both have and be a couple. Usually someone's a little different than the other. And in this case, you know, they're two alike. Sides of the same turd, you know?
So. Yes, they all want to be the world's billionaire overlord in chief. When you're vying for the same top job, it's a little hard to find an easy piece. Yeah. All joking aside, Representative Pocan, thank you so much for making time. And I especially want to thank you for your queries that you posed to Rosal Vogt yesterday in the committee hearing. Before we actually get to a wee bit of sound from that hearing, Jacob, do we have time for the setup sound? This is Rosal Vogt back in 2023 talking to a pro-Trump PAC. Do we, sir? No, we don't. So I will just summarize it, Representative, and we'll use that as the kickoff to our further discussion. In it, Rosal Vogt basically gives away the game. He says, this is about traumatizing federal workers. Yeah. This is about slashing their budgets, making it so hard for them to do their job, to enforce regulations, to follow the law, to execute faithfully, as government workers are all obligated to do, the laws that you, the first branch of government, have enacted. He gave away the game there. So I just wanted to get your sense of how the hearing went yesterday. Do you think you were able to tease those points out? We've got just about a minute, and then we'll listen to some of what I thought were your more pointed questions yesterday afternoon after the break.
I mean, you know, he's factually incorrect, you know. Yes. All right. And actually, he's lying. Let's be more honest and blunt. He's lying about not adding to the debt because no one agrees with him, even Republicans. He lied about people who are undocumented getting Medicaid because that's impossible. They can't get federal dollar Medicaid. A state can do it. They can put their own money. But not Fed. In fact, a Republican put into the record something about it, and it backed up exactly what I said. So I thanked her for her bipartisanship. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is a guy who's, you know, pretty evil, who's the mastermind behind Project 2025. And this is the embodiment of it.
We're going to talk more with Wisconsin representative of the 2nd Congressional District, Mark Pocan, doing the people's work on the Hill, calling out the lies and the cruelty every day, just like we try to do here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with more with the congressman in just a moment.